The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, a Waterford councillor has given an urgent warning to people jumping off a Waterford bridge for fun. Donacha Mulcahy, a Sinn Féin councillor for Dungarvan, Lismore and County Waterford, says the activity of jumping off the Lismore Bridge is an accident waiting to happen, and he joins us now. Donacha, tell us what's happening. I think this story is probably repeated around the country off piers and bridges, etc., in good weather, but tell us what's happening specifically in Waterford.
Hi, good evening or afternoon, and thanks very much for having me on the show. I live in West Waterford, and we have a bridge that comes through our town along by our castle. It's a beautiful heritage town, and of recent there's been growing reports of young people enjoying themselves but jumping off a serious dangerous bridge. Now, I'm a thrill seeker myself, but it's all in a safe environment, and this isn't a safe environment. We have maybe an 80-foot drop off of this bridge. There's rocks in some areas, it's shallow in other areas, and it's just not safe to do so. And people are taking their life on their hands every time they do this. I have contacted the local school, which they have sent out messages to the teachers and to the students to let them know that this isn't safe. Look, we live in a beautiful part of the world in West Waterford. We've got the Strand there, which is a lovely, safe swimming environment. And we're all for having a bit of fun, but we need to do it safely.
Okay. And you said 80 foot there is the drop. That seems enormous. It must be quite a high bridge.
Yes, it is. It's a very high bridge that comes through. So it's the N72, which would be a main road that would be coming through from Lismore onto Capoquin. And it's a picturesque view with Lismore Castle in your background. It's a beautiful heritage town. We find the younger generation seem to be doing this for thrills, for dares. And I just want to get the message out there.
Sure.
Don't be jumping into any water that you don't know that people haven't done before in the past. You know,
and you know, because you're a kayak instructor, that there are parts that are shallow, there are parts of this river that have rocks, etc. So you do know that it actually is not a safe place to jump into from such a height.
Yes, 100%. So I do kayaking on the local river, so I'm fully aware of the stretch of river, and I've only kayaked down that river three times over the last couple of days. As you can imagine, it is a busy season, so we are fairly busy on the water at this moment in time. And I just want to say to everyone out there, if you are going out in the water, don't go out on your own. Please bring two, three people at most, so if something does go wrong, somebody can stay with somebody and somebody can get help.
Okay. Look, thank you for joining us, Donacha, on that to highlight this. That's Donacha Mulcahy there, Sinn Féin councillor for Dungarvan, Lismore. We're also joined by Ellie Palmer, Regional Education Officer with Water Safety Ireland. Ellie, I'm sure you're hearing that with a bit of dismay, but it is an issue that extends beyond Waterford as well, isn't it? You know, usually young people having the crack on lovely weather on a sunny day, but jumping off a height maybe of a pier or of a bridge and not thinking about the fact that there could be consequences.
Yeah, there can be loads and loads of consequences. I mean, especially if you don't know the area, there can be currents, there can be tides. If it's a tidal area, if the water is low, you know, even if it is a high jump as well, if you hit the water wrong, you could hurt yourself that way as well. So there's so many issues that could arise. I mean, cold water shock is a huge one that can happen in just a few minutes. And there's so many safer alternatives. Lifeguarded beaches, well-known swimming and bathing areas. So okay. Just thinking about that.
There are swimming areas where people do jump off, and we see them every summer, the 40-foot. There used to be one in Greystones, although it's kind of silted up now, to be perfectly honest. But there are, people do love to jump off things, and there are areas where you're allowed to do that with a degree of safety as well, isn't there?
Yeah, but those areas, I mean, all the designated swimming areas, lifeguarded areas, they would have all had risk assessments mm-hmm. done. So, you know, the associated risks, they're known and they're not huge factors. So jumping just off anywhere, yeah, there can be hidden rocks. There could be, I mean, even debris floating in the water that could harm someone. And, you know, if it's in an awkward place to get to, it might seem like an adventure, but if something goes wrong, you could be then putting rescuers at risk.
Yeah, I remember
if something does happen.
Seeing as a kind of a teenager myself, somebody jumping into a quarry and my heart was in my mouth looking at them. And another time seeing somebody actually did jump in and came up from the water and they had hit, they dived in, they'd hit their head off a rock and it was a horrible injury. So you do see these kinds of things. Obviously, this is the time of year when water safety is front and centre in terms of news, because we do tragically see drownings and injuries in the water every year, don't we?
Yeah, every year. And I mean, I follow a few of our Coast Guards on social media, and just seeing how busy they've been over the last few weeks, it's just increased, and it's really avoidable things, you know, just checking the weather, checking the tides, knowing the local area, letting people know where you are, having stuff with you, you know, spare clothes, towels, a fully charged mobile phone. All these small things can make a huge difference.
Yeah, I think people don't think, and I think it's an awful tragedy when something occurs. Look, thank you for coming on and highlighting with us all of that. I do appreciate it. That's Ellie Palmer, Regional Education Officer with Water Safety Ireland. Shane, I was looking on social media the other day and somebody was selling, and they looked great. They were like Lilo kind of things, but they had a motor on them. And so they were like, oh, you can go right out to sea. And I was thinking, imagine you went out to sea on a Lilo and the motor failed. Like the danger in it.
Hugely dangerous.
Yeah, enormous. But anyway, look, keep your texts coming into us. We do want to hear from you here on The Hard Shoulder. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.